You're listening to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our Grow project, we're focusing on the four Gospels, an opportunity Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Welcome to Tuesday's podcast. Our reading today is Luke chapter 8, verses 40 to 56, but today I shall focus on verses 47 to 48. Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she'd touched him and how she'd been instantly healed. Then he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." A thought for the day. A few weeks ago, our son Theo burst into our bedroom at around 4 o'clock in the morning. He was in a real panic about something. As I stirred from my sleep, totally disoriented, not knowing what was going on, he was tapping me repeatedly saying, "I can't find my blue minicar." Turns out he'd woken up and he just misplaced his favourite toy, which is a blue Mini Cooper. Now, because he's four, he couldn't really see any reason why it was unreasonable to enlist me in helping him search for his car. Now, he'll often wander into our room at some unearthly hour, requesting something, a drink, to find out what the weather's like outside, to check if it's his birthday, again, or if it's Christmas, again, or when are we next seeing Nanny and Grandad. You see, in his little world, we're just next door, and therefore it's fair game to ask us a question, even though it's in the middle of the night. Now, when my son woke me, looking for his blue minicar, as I reflected on that, it made me think about access. And as Christians, we believe that we have total access to God through Jesus. And I think today's passage has something to say about restoration and access. These passages are very well known, and there's lots and lots and lots that we could say about the incredible power of Jesus to bring complete miracles. However, scratch the surface, there's something deeper being revealed to us. Healing, the supernatural and miraculous breakthroughs of God, are never an end in themselves. They always point back to Jesus and his kingdom work. And today, I want to think about this lady in this story who's been bleeding for 12 years. Sickness on this kind of scale would often be accompanied with poverty. No doubt this lady would have spent a considerable amount of money on trying to make herself better. Medical intervention hasn't worked, and there was in the ancient world very strict laws around sickness. There wasn't soap or hygiene. That came much later in the Middle Ages. So if someone was sick, you kept your distance. Now couple that with religious laws around purity, and here we'd have somebody who is sick, possibly pain, and an absolute social pariah. If she touched you, you would be considered unclean. So she couldn't access anyone. She was totally alone. Now, knowing Jesus heals, she sees him travelling to Jairus' home and takes her opportunity to hide in the crowd and touches Jesus' garments. Jesus feels it. And he knows everything about us. James 4 verse 8 says this: if we draw close to him, he will draw close to us. This lady has been remarkably healed. Something incredible has happened. Jesus drawing the lady to him. A woman who is unclean, defined by shame, surrounded by men. He restores her. She's healed, sozo. She's restored totally. She was hoping for a secret healing, but she got total restoration in body and in social standing. This is a picture of what Jesus does for us. He forgives us. He restores us. And in that restoration includes that right of access. We have access to God. We don't need to sneak up on him in shame, but we can access him. God wants us to bring all aspects of our lives to him, the good, the bad and the ugly. That means that we can talk to him. We can trust him with our greatest and most personal fears. The American pastor Timothy Keller says this: the only person who dares wake up a king at 3 a.m. for a glass of water is a child. We have that kind of access today. Let's embrace our right of access and tell Jesus everything and let him in to our lives. Let's pray. Lord, may we pour out our lives to you today. Every part of our lives, Lord. Knowing that we can access you through Jesus. Amen. Luke chapter 8, verses 40 to 56. Now when Jesus returned, a crowd welcomed him, for they were all expecting him. Then a man named Jairus, a synagogue leader, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house, because his only daughter, a girl of 12, was dying. As Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him, and a woman was there who'd been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me. I know the power has gone out from me." Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she touched him and how she'd been instantly healed. Then he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." While Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead," he said. "Don't bother the teacher anymore." Hearing this, Jesus said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid. Just believe and she will be healed." When he arrived at the house of Jairus, he did not let anyone go in with him except Peter, John and James, and the child's father and mother. Meanwhile, all the people were wailing and mourning for her. "Stop wailing," Jesus said. "She's not dead, but asleep." They laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But he took her by the hand and said, "My child, get up." Her spirit returned, and at once she stood up. Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. Her parents were astonished, but he ordered them not to tell anyone what had happened.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name, Jesus, the only one who could ever save, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Oh, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart. The only one who could ever say, worthy of every breath we could ever.